Illinois Public Media News, this is 2 and 7 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Wednesday, July 9th. Coming up, a unique breed of mental health professionals are traveling across Illinois to provide emotional support, therapy dogs. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Champaign County has reached a tentative agreement with its employees on a new contract. That means workers have called off a strike that was being planned for today. Emily Rodriguez is vice chair of the Champaign County Board and leads the group's labor committee. In a statement, she called the agreement a brave proposal that keeps the county, quote, a place where good work can be done with dignity. The American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees Local 900 said negotiations took 6 months. The county is offering a 3% salary increase that extends back to the beginning of this year. The proposal also includes bonuses, salary increases for next year, and reductions in health care costs. Both the county board and the union need to approve the new contract. Public schools in Champaign are revising their approach to special education programs. As IPM's Emily Hayes reports, the changes are the result of one board member's quest to find out what was hurting her nonverbal daughter.
Amy Armstrong noticed her daughter was acting differently. She was self-harming and refused to go to her high school.
She would sit down on the site. She refused to go in that building. When you have a child who is not verbal, giving you every indication that something is going catastrophically wrong.
Armstrong says appalling conditions in her daughter's classroom caused her to begin hurting herself. As a Unit 4 board member, she decided to reach a settlement with administrators. They agreed to investigate systemic problems in special education. A report on those issues came out Tuesday night. Some of its recommendations are already in progress. That includes a new class for kids with autism who need help adjusting from preschool to kindergarten. I'm Emily Hayes with IPM News.
Federal lawmakers from Illinois are trying to raise awareness of what they're calling the disastrous effects of President Trump's new tax law. The law scales back funding to Medicaid and the food assistance program SNAP, while also increasing the budget for immigration enforcement. Chicago area Congressman Sean Casten says the executive branch's power in D.C. has gone unchecked.
And so we're left, I think, not with a challenge of what laws would we pass, although we can certainly talk about that, but how are we to ensure that those laws are enforced once they're passed in a future dictator president?
Casten and his Democratic colleagues say their goal is to work toward regaining control of the House and Senate in next year's midterm elections. The number of unhoused people in Urbana continues to go up. That's despite an increase in services for those experiencing homelessness. The Champaign County Regional Planning Commission provided an update during Monday's Urbana City Council meeting. Councilmember Chris Evans was concerned about the lack of progress on their Housing and Homeless Innovations grant program since last year.
We've gone from 279 homeless people to 355, and I just don't understand how $7 million doesn't get people off the street, and it's getting worse.
The program supports affordable housing development, shelter, homelessness prevention, and case management services. The first round of funding was about 2 years ago. Now, the Regional Planning Commission is looking at using their second round of funding of about $2 million. Still to come, a unique breed of mental health professionals are traveling across Illinois to provide emotional support, therapy dogs. That story is coming up next on 2 and 7 Today, but first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for partly cloudy skies with a slight chance of a thunderstorm and a high of 87 degrees and a northwest wind 5 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 65 degrees. Northwest wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 88 degrees. South wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low of 68 degrees. South wind 5 miles per hour. And for Friday, partly cloudy with a chance of thunderstorms late in the day and a high of 90 degrees. And a south wind 5 to 10 miles per hour.
Next time on the 21st Show, U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is changing the country's vaccine policies, from childhood shots to COVID immunizations, and it could have serious consequences for public health. I'm Brian Mackey. We'll talk about it with Illinois doctors next time on the 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 2 in 7 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. A group of certified mental health professionals has been making the rounds throughout the region, and they provide free emotional support to people of all ages and backgrounds dealing with anxiety, depression, and health crises. Jane Carlson has a story.
Boomer is a friendly, 6-year-old jet black Newfoundland. Clint is a 4-year-old, 120-pound Chesapeake Bay Retriever, whose soft brown eyes almost exactly match his coat. Both are certified local therapy dogs.
Sometimes we get calls the day of, or within a couple of hours, we'll get a call from the hospital saying, hey, we've had an emergency or we have a crisis here. Can we get a dog in here?
That's Liz Pagel, owner and handler of 3 certified therapy dogs, including Boomer. She says the Galesburg Therapy Dogs program is offered through OSF Healthcare.
In order to become a therapy dog that's certified and insured, you need to go through a reputable program. We go through Alliance of Therapy Dogs, and they have a requirement that you have to be certified through a medical facility.
Once certified, dogs that enjoy working in a hospital environment continue to go there. Like if a child is fearful about getting some blood work done, they can request a canine companion. The dogs provide services throughout OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg.
When we visit with people in the ER, you can see on the vitals machines, you can see that the body calms down immediately. The stress starts to leave the body. With small children, when they have tragedies, sometimes they can't articulate what they're feeling and what they're experiencing. And we have found that they'll draw pictures. They'll sit with the dogs and draw pictures of what they're working through and what they're sorting out.
Pagel says therapy dogs help care providers too. She says nurses will get down on the floor with the dogs and say they feel their blood pressure lowering. Deb Jackson started the Galesburg Therapy Dogs program around 10 years ago with a pit bull named Georgia. Remember Clint? Jackson is his owner and handler too. She says Clint just got back from a Yellow Ribbon event in Iowa for servicemen who were being deployed, and he was very well received by the soldiers and their families. She says what happens to humans when they interact with dogs is a chemical reaction.
The mother that's nursing her child releases an oxytocin. You release that same chemical when you're looking into the eyes of a dog. So it's been proven that there is a reaction when you're going through pet therapy.
And Galesburg's therapy dogs are busy. In addition to hospitals, they go to schools, nursing homes, colleges, and mental health fairs throughout the region and beyond. They've been out to Hill Correctional Center in Galesburg, and they sometimes go on end-of-life visits.
And we've been called in by the family and asked, can you put the dog next to the bed so that my family member can touch their head or can feel the fur? And it brings such a sense of relief to the families and, I'm sure, to the person, even though they can't always articulate that.
Part of the job for Pagel and Jackson is deciding which dogs are right for which situations. In addition to Boomer and Clint, there are a number of other certified therapy dogs in Galesburg. Pomeranians, Basset Hounds, Beagles, and more.
Georgia, the little pit bull, is perfectly happy upside down for 6 hours and not moving. Clint likes movement. And so you do have to kind of gauge, like, we just got back from reading at a grade school, and I would never have taken Clint because he wouldn't have done that. Georgia was upside down for the whole day being read to.
So Pagel and Jackson have a core group of people and their dogs who are reachable on short notice. When the request comes in, they send out a message and say, here's the need, and it's a pressing one. Who can get out there? And they're getting more and more requests. Recently, a local school reached out saying, we have a mental health crisis here. We're out of options, and we need help. Can you send some dogs? Just this spring, Galesburg Therapy Dogs have been to Knox College, Monmouth College, Western Illinois University, and the University of Illinois.
There's so much pressure right now to be the best at what we're doing, to wear the right things, to speak correctly, and not to say the wrong thing, especially in group settings. And we go on so many college visits. I think 4 or 5 different universities we visit regularly. And every single university we've been to, the kids say the same thing, and that's that the dogs don't judge them.
Pagel says therapy dogs are different than service dogs. The latter are trained to be highly obedient and handler-focused. But they want therapy dogs to wag their tails. They want them wiggling their bodies and being excited to approach people and engage with them. She says they don't need to be perfect dogs.
Sit. Let me sit.
But any dog that's at least a year old, is friendly, and doesn't get nervous in new situations could be a perfect therapy dog. For more information, you can visit therapydogs.com or the Galesburg Therapy Dogs Facebook page. I'm Jane Carlson.
That's it for today. 2 and 7 Today is produced by Stephanie Oriana. Reporting today contributed by Arjun Tucker, Emily Hayes, Mawa Iqbal, May Antar, and Jane Carlson. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 and 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.